This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. If you've ever had to push a lawnmower up a hill, you've probably thought, what can I plant to get out of this horrendous chore? You're not alone. Plenty of folks have asked about planting steep slopes. You're looking for plants to prevent soil erosion, and yet the site is usually difficult to work on for anything including maintenance. There are some choices to consider. If you don't mind a wilder look, there are some native grasses that look great. Side Oats Gamma is the smallest of the grasses, I would suggest, at 1 to 2 feet tall. It has pretty seed stalks that hang to one side. Canada Wild Rye grows 2 to 4 feet tall and spreads quickly by self-seeding. It also has a pretty drooping seed head. Consider plants with deep tap roots or spreading by rhizomes and provide pollinator habitat. In the shrub department, fragrant sumac is an option. It spreads easily and has pretty fall color. A favorite of the highway department is the burning bush. It grows 4 to 8 feet tall, has great-looking bark and stunning fall color. It did suffer from issues the last couple of years. I lost my one and only. Also, it's been labeled as one not to plant. However, I talked with a local nurseryman who thinks it's still a great choice. For sun or shade, the Taunton Yew grows 3 to 5 feet tall and spreads easily. This is one tough shrub. However, yews' leaves, branches, and fruit are toxic to animals and humans, although, frankly, most people and pets are not really interested in eating it. Check out GardenBite.com for more information on these plants. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.